What's up? What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed, doing the late night tap in with the family. We are in here doing the late night thing. So let everybody know that we're live right now. Retweet this, repost this on your Facebook, and let's just do what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Now, while you guys are letting everybody know that we're live, we're going to go on a quick commercial break. So you don't move a muscle. We will be right back right here on Tariq Radio. So don't move a muscle.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to flawless, radiant skin? Then look no further than Even Melanin. It's formulated especially for melanated skin. Say goodbye to hyperpigmentation, signs of aging, acne, eczema, and other sensitivity problems. Even Melanin is your ticket to a flawless complexion, helping you even your melanin to the beautiful brown that God intended. So for your ticket to a flawless complexion, to even your melanin to the brown that you're supposed to have, go to Even Melanin. Melanin.com. That's evenmelanin.com. Check out Black Power for Kids. It's the first of its kind memory matching card learning experience for us by us. It's a great collection. It has a bunch of our black heroes and icons and greats, and you can teach your children while empowering them at the same time. It's fun, educational, and empowering. So go to blackpowerforkids.com to order your own learning experience today. That's blackpowerforkids.com.
What's up, kin folks and loved ones? This is your main man, Slink Johnson, BKA Black Jesus. Black Jesus. Letting y'all know about Skyber, the customizable tipping app. Skyber's the only app willing to pay out reparations. Check it. The first FBA to use Skyber after hearing this gets $100. Whoever uses it afterwards can still get tangibles forwarded to their accounts. Ain't no law against companies helping with reparations, right? Let's stop all these coon babbling trends and let's set a trend to help FBA stack paper. Search Skyber app on Google Play or the App Store for more details. Big ups to Diplo, System D128, DJ J-Mob, and a special shout out to Lork Diesel, a.k.a. Dave Ski, for making it happen. Skyber app, y'all.
Skyber.org.
Family, are you tired of going from site to site looking for children's books? Go to drbirdiebooks.com, where we already have over 100 children's ebooks. 100 children's ebooks? That's going to cost a few hundred dollars. No, our ebooks start as low as $3.47 for a pack of 10 unique children's books. That's drbirdiebooks.com. Dr. Birdie Books.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at ogoonjuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground. So you can feel free when you out in the town. Ogoon juice and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Time to tap in to the FBA vibes of Tariq Nasheed. Sprinkling that magic Mojara flavor all over the airwaves.
Hey, shut up all that damn noise. This ain't Soul Train.
On Tariq Radio. Radio.
Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all in here. How y'all doing, man? It's late. It is late in the evening, but we're still here. I'm still a little congested. That's why the show is so late this week, because I'm still kind of getting over a little bug out here that's going on. So I'm a little congested, so y'all forgive me, but I'm here with the family, man. I'm very hyped up and excited, and just so many great things going on, man. I told people, man, the next few months, man, we got a whole bunch of stuff popping. We got a whole bunch of stuff popping in the next few months. And again, let me have everybody retweet this. Put this on your Facebook and your social media. But yeah, give us a retweet. Let everybody know that we're live, even though it's very late. We're still live. A lot of people are going to catch it in the morning, but we're here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? Let me get on camera for the family. Here, bam, here I am. Let me do that. Like, I shouldn't hide. I'm looking fly. It's in the middle of the night. I'm still looking fly. So I might as well hop on camera. What's going on with it? Oh, yeah, it's late. But yeah, I'm a little congested, but it is what it is. First of all, let me give a shout out to my New Yorkers. I heard about the earthquake y'all had today. Man, that took y'all on a loop. Man, shout out to New York. I hope you guys are good. I know that shocked the hell out of everybody. I know that New York earthquake shocked the hell out of y'all. Y'all didn't know what to do. Y'all were not used to that. Cause y'all be saying, yeah, I like Cali, but them earthquakes. Nah, I mean. So y'all had a taste of that quake. They didn't know what to do. Man, shout out. I'm glad everybody's okay. It wasn't too much damage, but people were shocked. People were very shocked by that. And so you slept through it. Where else in the East Coast did y'all feel it? Where was the epicenter? Was the epicenter in Jersey? I'm hearing that the epicenter was in Jersey. Yeah, we sleep through earthquakes. You know, we feel it. Oh, okay, the earthquake. We go back to sleep. We get earthquakes. We don't even trip. Yeah. So you were working in downtown Manhattan and you felt it. Man. But I'm glad y'all good, family. I'm glad you guys are good. Look, this is the weather and the atmosphere changing. You know, some very interesting things going on with the planet, man. I'll say that. I'm not going to put the tinfoil koofy on right now, but a lot of interesting things going on with the planet, man. But listen, family, the movie Microphone Check, we got so much going on, so much going on. Let's before I even get into Microphone Check, out here in Los Angeles, let's do it by dates. So next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday here in LA, Hidden History Museum, we got the Spring Fever Comedy Showcase. We got so many great comics. Got my boy Dwan B hosting. We got CP the comedian, very funny brother. We got Tori Hart, very funny sister. I think she's still on the road with Kat. So she's back and forth and she's gonna bless us with some good comedy. But yeah, she's out on the road with Kat Williams now, I think. Then we got Big Ja. Y'all know about Big Ja. Big Ja is a funny brother. He does a lot of those skits, very popular skits. And Big Ja, he's performed at the museum before. But I didn't know the brother was so funny. That's why we're bringing him back so you guys can really soak him up. And we got some more comics that's going to be there too. So you guys don't want to miss that, man. If you're in LA or Southern Cal or Arizona or wherever, you guys need to go to Hidden History Museum and get your RSVP spot right now. Go to HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. And family, we're going to have food. I think the food is going to be by Doolin's. My assistant Shannon was getting everything together with them. So I think Doolin's, where are my LA people? Y'all know about Doolin's. Doolin's, they got two. They got Doolin's on Manchester and they got a Doolin's on Crenshaw. Mr. Doolin, very good soul food. All my LA people, you know about Doolin's. So I think we're going to have Doolin's cater the food for next Saturday. So y'all don't want to miss that. You know, Dueling Gets Down. And that's what we do, man. We really get a lot of the black businesses around the neighborhood. We got so many phenomenal black restaurants and so many other people. You say, how come I don't go on live on TikTok? You know what? I do need to be more active on TikTok. I do. I just don't. But I do need to be active on TikTok. But yeah, Dueling's. Or Dulan. But Dueling's, that's the restaurant, soul food restaurant out here in L.A. Yeah? So yeah, that's Dueling's out here in L.A. So yeah, y'all got to come check that out. It's going to be on and popping. Now also, family. What's up, Michael Warden? We got War Talk. Shout out to my moderators in the building. Shout out to my mods. But listen, microphone check is coming next month. And we got some more cities added. Let me show you all the cities where you can get your tickets for microphone check. All right? Let me show you all the cities where you can get your tickets. Oh, where we at? Oh, let me fix that. Hold on. Let me fix that real quick. Let me get that. Hold on. All right, there we go. All right? So let me show y'all the cities where you can get your tickets for microphone check. Los Angeles, New York. Y'all can survive that earthquake. Dallas, Detroit, Atlanta, we already, Washington, D.C., New Orleans, Chicago is added. We got Chicago at the Landmark Theater in Chicago. Denver, where are my Denver, Colorado people? The Landmark Greenwood Village. Oakland, up in the Bay, the town. We got the Landmark Piedmont Theater up there in Oakland in the Bay. We got to have the whole Bay in the building. Also, we got San Diego. All my people down in San Diego, come on through at Landmark. And Indianapolis. Come on, Indianapolis. We got you at the Keystone Arts Cinema. So it's on and popping. So go to microphonecheck.com to get those tickets, ladies and gentlemen. Get those tickets right now, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah, yeah. Shout out to Denver. A lot of folks like, you remember Denver. Shout out to Denver. Love Denver. I went out there last time I was out there. I did a lecture out there a while ago. Denver has shown me so much damn love. Denver shows a lot of love to me, man. Denver's a beautiful place too, man. Real beautiful place. Colorado's real beautiful, scenically, beautifully placed, beautiful place. But yeah, Denver always shows me love. So, you know, we're showing that love back. Denver always shows love. Yeah, no Seattle, no Portland. We were going to do Baltimore, but no Baltimore. We were going to do the Senator Theater. But the thing is, there's ops. The ops out there messed it up. Because we got ops out there who many believe are government-funded ops who, you know, we have to deal with. We're going through things with now. And these government-funded ops, we don't know what they might do out there. So Baltimore, your ops messed it up for y'all. I love Baltimore, but the ops messed it up. I just say that. The ops really messed it up. You know? The ops messed it up. We were going to do the Senator Theater, but the ops that many people believe are government funded, they've been doing a lot of little slick stuff. And we don't know what the ops are capable of out there. They're so dedicated and they got a battery in their back. Many people believe this is some government shit. So yeah, I don't know what these people might do. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, the op messed it up. Y'all op, the head op in charge messed it up for Baltimore. Yeah. I'll just say that. You dig? The head op in charge messed it up for Baltimore. But look, my Baltimore people, come on down to D.C. Come on down to D.C. or go up to New York. You dig? Go up to New York or go down to D.C. We're working on Philly. We're working on Philly. Yeah. Dang. But listen, I can't wait for y'all to see Microphone Check. I really can't wait for y'all to see Microphone Check, man. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal film. And it's going to change the game, ladies and gentlemen. It's really going to change the game. Well, we got a lot of people in here real fast. Well, people popped in real quick. People popped in here. Oh, and the last thing I got to let y'all know, if you don't know, if you're not following me on my other social media, ladies and gentlemen, we're having the Rally for Reparations in Washington, D.C., Saturday, June 15th. All right? Have y'all seen the ad for that, the spot for that? Check this out. Hold on. For those who haven't seen the spot for that, this is the Rally for Reparations spot. Check it out. Boom, there it is. Now, wasn't that clean? Now, wasn't that clean? That was a clean spot, wasn't it? That was a clean spot. Family, we're going to be in D.C. heavy, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be in D.C. heavy, heavy, heavy. Family, y'all need to come on through, bring the family. This is very important. This is very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. People think that I'm running for office. Even when I was doing the spot, it were random people coming up taking pictures with me because they thought I was a politician. People think that I'm running for office. I'm not. I'm just, I'm out here just representing the FBA family, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm out here representing for the FBA family. Yeah. Shout out to DC, man. It's going to be a vibe out there. It is going to be a vibe. Man, we're going to have Dr. Randy Short. We're going to have my brother Afro Elite, Black Alpha. We're going to have Marcel Dixon. He tore it down last time, spitting hot fire. We're going to have Dr. Mayotte from Maryland, brilliant sister. We're going to have the incomparable Miss Vicky Dillard. We got her confirmed. Sister Vicky Dillard is coming through. Vicky Dillard always brings that energy. And our good brother, Mr. Reza Islam, is coming through. And we're still adding people. We're still adding people. So you guys don't want to miss this. These are just some of the people we've got confirmed now. And we're still adding more people. So y'all need to come on through. It's going to be a vibe just to celebrate our heritage. And just so that we can have our codification locked in, man. We got to really be on code with our messaging and things like that, man. It's very important. And again, we're tying it all into Juneteenth too. So it's going to be a rally for reparations and a Juneteenth celebration. Yeah, I need to holler at Phil Scott. I would like to have Phil Scott come. What's up, Nikki the God? How are you, beloved? I would love to have Phil Scott come. Y'all holler at Phil Scott for me. Who else should we have? Y'all throw some more names. Where's Tezalin? We do need to have Tezalin. Tezalin, I know you're listening, beloved. Tezalin, you need to come on through too, sis. You were phenomenal last time. Yeah. We need Tez there too. I love Tez. That's my sister. Now, who else should we have? Y'all throw some more names at us. Y'all throw some more names. But y'all just come on through. It's gonna be a vibe, man. It's gonna be a vibe. So y'all need to come on through. And again, go to rallyforreparations.com. That's rallyforreparations.com. And everybody contribute. Contribute to it so that we can make it pop off. Because this is for real grassroots. This is grassroots all day. And us being codified and showing the strength of the grassroots, man, that's very important. That's very important. You know what? I do need to reach out to Cornell. You know what? I should reach out to Cornell. That's a very good suggestion. You know what? I do need to reach out to Cornell. I talked to Red Grant. We're trying to get him scheduled to come through. We're also trying to reach out to Cat Williams because I know Red is they're on the road right now with Cat, and Cat has been talking about reparations while on tour. So we're trying to get Cat to come on out. Yeah, we're already working on Cat. We're trying to get Cat. Somebody said we should have Candace Owens. No. I'm not letting her try to rehabilitate her image. I'm not legitimizing her. No. I'm not about to legitimize her. Oh, yes. Okay. Black Alpha has Cornell's info. Yes. Okay. Then, yeah, we're going to make that happen. 19 Keys. I was thinking about my brother 19 Keys. I got to holler at him. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm not messing with no damn Yvette Cornell. Hell no. Am I dealing with Uncle Strappy? But, it's going to be popping. It is going to be popping, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be popping. But listen. Speaking of FBA family, today's broadcast, we're talking about the angel effect, the effect of Angel Reese. We're talking about Angel Reese. Now, Angel Reese, our good sister, Angel Reese, that sister is the face of college female basketball right now. Angel Reese has single-handedly propped up girls basketball, college girls basketball, and just basketball for women too, because now people are really getting into the WNBA because Angel Reese, they're talking about, you know, her going to the WNBA now. She has that option now. So Angel Reese, she's the face of women's basketball right now. And deservedly so. Great player. Very marketable. Very personable. Has that FBA spirit. Has that FBA charisma. You understand? Very competitive, and she's getting a lot of media attention. She got her first batch of media attention when she was going back and forth with the trash talking with the white girl. So she got on the radar of the Dominant Society, and people have been tuned in to her. She's that magnet. So these games are getting all types of big views, and she's the magnet. Now, what they're trying to do, the media, they're trying to put some of these other white girls, because they see that now there's a lot of eyes on the women's basketball now, so they're trying to get the white girls and prop them up now. They're trying to get the Caitlyns and prop them up now. But the thing is with our good sister, Angel, what makes her so marketable is, number one, she's a very good player, very competitive player. She's a cute girl. She's not a drop-dead gorgeous girl, but she's a cute girl next door. So she's attainable. You understand? Because there's some girls that are cute, but you can't relate to them because they're a little bit too cute, too glamorous, and they're kind of unattainable. She's a cute girl, like the girl next door. She's the cute girl who lives on the block. So you can kind of relate to that. So, that's like the little home girl. You know? She has it. A cute girl, tall girl. And the main thing is, as a female basketball player who's good and who's personable, she's not a stud. That's another thing. So a lot of girls were like, hey, I wouldn't mind being like her. Not to say that there's some girls who wouldn't want to be a stud. I'm not dissing the studs because I do have a lot of stud fans. And where are my stud fans? Can my stud fans, can you put up a fist emoji? Where are my studs? Because I know y'all up late because y'all be up late working security jobs and shit. Where are my studs? Yes, she's Angel's like 6'3". She's like an inch shorter than me. So she's a tall girl. But where are the studs? Shout out to the studs. There's nothing. I'm not hating on the studs. I'm not. But the thing is, Angel, because she's not a stud, I think she's more relatable. So girls be like, okay. She dolls herself up. She takes real sexy little pictures. So young girls like, okay, yeah, she's very feminine. She's very feminine. All right? She's a very feminine girl. Yeah, all my studs in here, put a cat emoji. All right? Put a cat emoji up if you're all the studs in here. Put a cat emoji. So she's a very feminine girl. She has a dude or she was dating a guy. So she got guys. She got guys, and guys are like, hey, you know, I want to get with her. I got a shot. So, you know, there's a relatability thing there with our sister. She's very relatable. Girls can relate to her. The brothers can be like, okay, I got a shot. Let me take a shot. I can get that. You know, so there's that draws people in. She's a marketing gold mine. When she goes to the WNBA, man, the endorsements are going to come heavy. Oh, she's a marketing goldmine, dude. When she goes to the WNBA or even now, boy, the shoe deals, the clothing deals, sexy sports clothes, man, that girl is about to ball out, dude. She's about to take this thing to a whole different level. Love that sister. Absolutely love her. And you know, the white media, they try to do their dirty work because they see she's blowing up. They know. So again, they got to try to get in front of it because, you know, she's very cocky, goes in on the white girls. And, you know, they think that's a no-no. When a black person is getting shine, there's a thing where you're supposed to be humble. They don't want you to be arrogant about it. They don't want you to be the uppity Negro. You see? All that trash talking and doing all that to the white girls. Oh, no, mind your place, Negro. It's like, no, I'm a competitive player. I'm going to do what I do. You think? Well, we're going to do what we do. So they have to do little things to denigrate her, to sexualize her, to make it almost dirty. And y'all, yeah, and I talked about last week the LA Times writing that real disgusting hit piece on black women and just black people, talking about the white team, they're America's sweethearts, and LSU, they're the dirty debutantes. And who do you want, milk and cookies or Louisiana hot sauce? And So they're doing these racially tinged articles. Angel has been getting death threats, racialized taunting. And, you know, they played a game, and after the game, she was crying during the presser. You know, she was like kind of sobbing, like, hey, you know, it's stressful. You know, I'm going through the threats and all that. Let me see if I could find that real quick. Let me see if I could find Angel Reese. Hold on, crying at the press conference.
Hey, friends.
No. What the hell is that? Oh, okay. The hell, random ass stuff popping. Hold on. Y'all, bear with me. Let me find that presser. Okay. Here it is right here. Okay. Here it is.
Excuse me.
Not this commercial. Oh, not no commercial. Hold on. Hate these commercials. Hold on. Bear with me. I'm going to pull this up in a second. Oh, come on, goddamn commercial. Come on, man. All right. Come on, commercial. Okay, here we go. All right. All right. Now, this is her at the press conference. All right. Let me get this going. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
I don't really get to stand up for myself. I mean, I have great teammates. I have a great support system. I got my hometown. I got my family that stands up for me. I don't really get to speak out on things just because I just try to ignore, and I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and, like, not be there for them. So I just want them to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day I haven't had peace since then. And it sucks, but I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything, and I would still sit here and say, like, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me, and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that, you know, hopefully it's not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes, don't back down, and just be confident.
There you go. Love that, sister. And she's keeping her head up. And, you know, I feel her. You know, and this girl is like my daughter's age, a little younger than my daughter, my oldest daughter, a little younger. So, yeah, you know, as a Black father, as a foundational Black American father, you see a Black girl, you know, being taunted and bullied. And, you know, hey, you know, you're very sympathetic to that. You're sympathetic to that. You don't want that to happen to no Black girl. You don't want that. As an FBA father, the key word is FBA. Because the Tethers in Coons, oh, they thought this would be a good opportunity to show out for white daddy. Yeah? So the Tethers thought that this would be a great opportunity to really go in. And one of the most vocal Sambo Tethers, Emmanuel Acho, over there on what network is he on? What network is he on? All right. Is it, what network is Acho on? Because I don't watch these sports shows. All right. But this is Acho speaking about this girl crying about being taunted, sexualized, racial abuse, because a lot of people are giving death threats to this girl. So Acho thought it would be a good idea to just put his two cents in and tell her he don't give a damn. Now listen to this. Hold on. Listen to this.
I'm about to give a gender neutral, racially indifferent take.
Okay, and fair use, commentary, fair use.
Now, If you want to say, well, Acho, cater your take based upon gender, Acho, cater your take based upon race, I will understand that. But I'm not.
And by the way, Acho is Nigerian. His family is from Nigeria. All right? This man is Nigerian. He has me blocked. He has had me blocked for years on Twitter because I've been calling out his tethering for years. So he's been on, he's a tether Sambo buck dancing. What about black on black crime, Negro? He's one of them. All right? He's been on this. But here we go.
I'm about to give a gender neutral, racially indifferent take. Angel Reese, you can't beat a big, big bad wolf, but then kind of cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Wow. Cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog. Okay.
Because if you want to act grown, which she has, if you want to get paid like you grown, which you are.
Act grown on the court, get paid on the court.
If you want to talk to grown folks like you grown, which
on the court.
You did post game when you told a coach for an opposing team, watch your mouth. If you,
in the realm of the game.
You want to tell people get your money up, then post game when you take an L, you just got to take it on the chin.
No, Sambo. No. Now, outside of the damn game, this girl don't deserve to have no damn death threats on her. And little racialized nonsense that you know these white supremacists do with black athletes. Let me dip in and out of the commentary for a minute. I'm going to go back to him. No. She don't have to take that on the chin. Outside of the game, that woman shouldn't be racially targeted with death threats, dude. No. This is Sambo talk. Sambo tether talk. Hold on. Let me play this fool. Hold on. Come on, dude. You ain't that big.
Nobody mourns when the villain catches an L. And Angel Reese, you have self-proclaimed to be the villain.
No, they've sat up there and made her the villain, and she's like, oh, I'll be that then. I'll be that.
Shout out to you, because you were the second best basketball player on the court, and it was not close. Outside of Caitlin Clark, it was you. 17-20, dog. Showed up, biggest game, second biggest game of your career. Absolute dog. But you can't, under any circumstance, go to the podium and now try to ask for individuals to give you sympathy. No one has sympathy for the villain. You.
No, dude. Outside of the game, nobody should be targeted with no death threats, especially a girl. And you know these are white supremacist men doing this nonsense. Let's keep it a buck. These are white supremacist men doing this. And yes, somebody said, you know, his bosses, his Fox bosses wrote this. Of course, you know, he's doing this for white daddy.
Painted the bullseye on your back. Why are you surprised when people shoot at you? So if you want to act grown, if you want to pose grown, if you want to talk grown, if you want to talk to grown folks grown, then you got to take the L like you grown. Because what frustrated me is when you want to be the villain, but you want to hope for sympathy like a hero. I'm about.
Okay. 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 Family, and I've been on this guy's bumper for years. I've been calling this guy out for his Sambo, and he's a known Sambo. And, you know, him trying to speak on our issues and all of that. No, we've checked him on that type of stuff. And from what I understand, the pressure was heavy. The FBA family was on that bumper heavy. You guys.
Hey, friends.
Hold on. God damn, I don't like this automated stuff that YouTube does. When I go to YouTube and start playing random YouTube, that's not cool. I don't like that. Yeah? But look. So y'all got on that dude's bumper. Y'all got on his bumper. And other athletes, everybody got on his bumper. The FBA family all across the board got on that dude's bumper. Other athletes, people got on him. Did he try to do a soft shoe apology? People got on his bumper. I'm trying to see where he kind of tried to do a soft shoe. I'm looking it up now. I heard, hold on. I'm trying to see where he did somewhat of an apology, where he tried to backpedal. Oh, man. Where is that? I'm trying to see where he backpedaled. Because everybody's on his bumper now. Okay, there's a bunch of clickbait videos. What is this? Because I don't want to click some of this. So did he try to do an apology? Okay, let me see what this is. Hold on.
This technique is not...
Because there's so much clickbait going on. Hold on. Let me see what this is. Hold on. Okay. Let me see where he... Y'all bear with me. Okay, hold on. So I'm looking at... I'm trying to go through this. Okay, I think this might be it. Okay, let me go through this because I'm just seeing this. So I'm looking at this. And I think he kind of backpedals a little bit, but let me go through it. Let me go through this. So hold on.
From the Black community, Taylor Rooks called him out by tweeting, respectfully calling, the disappointing thing about this take is you.
Okay, so Taylor Rooks with her fine self, she called him out. So I guess this is somebody giving their commentary. So let me play this. I think this might be him. Hold on.
A quick thank you to everyone who has respectfully reprimanded me and offered brilliant opinions on the
Angel Reese talking shit too. Yeah.
Reese conversation. I do not believe there is any one way to think about things, but thank you to the Ryan Clarks, the Essence Atkinses, the Bozema St. John's, the Trellas, the different individuals who is publicly and privately just giving me good wisdom, good feedback, good discernment.
Yeah, you got checked, Negro. We got daughters out here, fool. You got checked, bruh.
I understand. I think life is all about understanding. And so I just want to applaud those publicly, you watching, and those privately who have respectfully, the operative word there being respectfully, who have respectfully reprimanded me. Matt Barnes, incredibly, incredibly, incredibly wise words. So I thank all of you all for that. I do not stand on a hill saying that I am right and you are wrong. I simply stand on a place saying, hey, this is what I believe. What do you believe? Let's listen to one another and construct a collective belief. So
okay.
Love to everybody who's respectfully reprimanded me, and I appreciate it so.
Okay, as you see, he's trying to walk his coonin' back. He's trying to walk back the coonin', all right? He's trying to walk it back. Let me tell you something. Y'all were on his bumper, family. That's what it was. The FBA family was on his damn bumper. That's what it was, family. This is what codification is, because some of the coons, some of the hardcore unapologetic coons, see, he's trying to straddle a little bit because to be a coon, to be an effective coon, you have to have legitimacy with the white supremacists. The white supremacists have to know that you're a full coon. Or you have to have somewhat of some legitimacy in black circles so that the white supremacists can make you the mouthpiece for black people. Do y'all feel what I'm saying? So he's trying to play a legitimate coon among black circles. He's still an op for whites, but they need him to have an air of legitimacy among black circles so they can have him come in and he speak for us. We're saying no, nigga. No. You are not our spokesperson at all, brother. Yeah, that wasn't even no apology. You know, he's kind of backpedaling. He's not trying to go 10 toes with the coonin' like the Larry Elders and people like that. But some of those hardcore OG Sambos, they're like, oh, I do. Why he got a backpedal? Oh, Lord, the woke crowd is, they done backed him down. Let me tell you something. Let me play Jason Whitlock. They're going to tell you exactly who's responsible for backing that Sambo talk up. Let me play a clip from Jason Whitlock, and there was some Asian man on there, and they were discussing Emmanuel Acho kind of backpedaling. Let me let y'all hear this. Let me let y'all hear this. They're going to tell you exactly who, what group of people made old boy get some damn act right. Listen to this. Hold on. Listen to this.
They don't have any smoke for Shady McCoy or James Jones. It's all directed at Acho.
Hold on. Confucius has a theory. I have a theory out of those three why Acho is being singled out. He's not considered an FBA. Isn't that a big thing in the community? And the other two guys are Americans. Well, Acho, he's a tether man. And the tether man cannot talk about the cloudy skies. And I think there's a difference. Yes, because I've heard this a lot about Acho, that since he's a non-FBA tether, he doesn't have the license. I think that is a part of it. That's just my theory. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but Acho has now become a target. I don't know why. He was the one that did the uncomfortable conversations where he's grilling white people over, hey, why are you white? Never understood why that was so uncomfortable. But I wish Acho would have said, look, I hear you. I respect your opinion. You're not changing my mind. We can agree to disagree. We can go out there and discuss it. But the way he just folded like a poker table at 2 a.m., I don't know how anyone ever takes him seriously anymore, Jason.
There you go. They're telling you exactly where it came from. They're letting you know. You think these folks don't listen to y'all? You think they're not in your circles? They know. They're telling you exactly what it is. The FBA shut him down. He's a non-FBA. He's a tether man. Yeah? They know that their Sambos are not as effective as they used to be. Again, their Sambos, they got to have some kind of legitimacy. The FBA family, we're checking paperwork now. Those days are done where you got the Sambos just coming around us babbling. No, like, no. Where are you from, bro? Where are you from? And the minute you start bug dancing and we see you ain't from our lineage, you out of here. You are out of here, dude. You are delegitimized. You are delegitimized, family. That's called on code. That is on code all day. Yeah? The power of the grassroots, ladies and gentlemen, the power of the grassroots. We ain't playing that game no more. We're not allowing them to use their tethers and Sambos to come among us and sow dissension. We're not doing that no more. Remember, the white supremacists, they only have a few plays. We done trumped a lot of their plays, so they don't know what to do. You understand? We've trumped a lot of their plays. We done snatched a rug from under them with delineating from these weirdos who try to come among us with nonsense. There's a reason why Candace Owens is trying to slide back, because we've delegitimized her. We've delegitimized Candace Owens. That's why she's trying to slink back, or slink to. I won't even say back. She ain't never been down with us. Me using the word back is the wrong word. She ain't never been down with us. All right? But she's trying to slink over here like she was down at some point. Oh, my black people, the white people got y'all thinking. The left got y'all thinking. I don't like my black community. Get your little musty box perm ass on somewhere, Candace. Don't come over here. We don't trust you. Oh, yeah, they got Coleman Hughes. They're trying to legitimize him. We done got him out of here. I noticed that too. Yes, somebody mentioned Coleman Hughes. I've been seeing him. They've been trying to parade him around. They've been softened up his cooning. Not going to work. He's a certified tether. You're not going to bring Coleman Hughes around us. We're getting these folks up out of here, family. We're delegitimizing these people. So y'all come among us. You're persona non grata. We're checking hairlines and paperwork. And family, this is why we've made progress, the progress that we've made. We've made enough progress here. Yes, I saw that. Yeah, shout out to Nikki the God. Candace Owens at that damn baby shower, and she's at her own baby shower, and she's the only black person. All her white friends. Hold on, let me see if I can find that picture real quick of Candace Owens at that baby shower. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let me find it real quick. And hold on. Y'all bear with me. Hold on 1 second. Oh yeah, this is Candace Owens at her baby shower. Oh, this picture's it's a little blurry. Hold on, where that one? And a lot of people are clowning the picture. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm trying to blow it up. Okay, let me take this off. Okay, so this is it. This is Candace Owens' baby shower. Hold on. That's the baby shower. And she's literally the only black person there at her own shower. As we know, this woman don't hang around no black people at all. When she was on The Breakfast Club and they asked her, what do you say after God is good? Amen. She don't be around black people. Right there means she ain't, not only was she not around Foundation of Black Americans, she didn't grow up around no Foundation of Black Americans at all. You think? So yeah, we're delegitimizing these people and getting them out the paint. And they don't know what to do. They didn't expect us to be this on code, ladies and gentlemen. And we're keeping this codification energy up. This is the new normal. It's not even denigrating. We're not denigrating anybody, but we're not going to let people come in our circles and act as our spokespersons so that they can undermine us. Because that's the thing that's been happening with a lot of the reparations conversations, family. The reason why we have not gotten the traction that we've gotten now before with reparations, because every time we would talk about reparations, the minute we start getting the conversation bubbling, all of a sudden some random come up, man, we don't need no reparations, man. Let's leave these white people alone, man. We ain't gonna get nothing from them. Let's stop begging these white people. And then that type of talk just kind of kills the spirit and the vibe. You think? Somebody said, did I see Outlaw Johnny Black? Yeah, I saw it at Michael Jai White's house like a couple of years ago. I saw it at his house. He had a screening at his house. Good movie. Very good movie. But we would always have somebody jumping in the mix that we don't know, just bringing in a defeatist energy. Yeah? And that defeatist energy, it just kind of sucks everything out of the room. Yeah? Now, when people are all on that, man, we need to stop begging. We ain't gonna get nothing. We ain't gonna get nothing. Where are you from? Now we start to ask questions. Now we started to ask questions. Where are you from, brother? We're not letting that defeatist talk dissipate the energy no more. We ain't doing that. We understand our power. Yeah, people talk like that. That's fleeing talk. Yeah? That's fleeing talk. Yeah? And we're not playing that game. We're not playing that game at all. And we're not beating up on the non-FBA people, but we're not going to let them come in and dissipate the energy. You better come and represent. Like, we're doing the reparations rally, Juneteenth celebration this June. And I've had a lot of non-FBA people say, hey, we want to come through. Come on through. You absolutely come on through. If you're supporting our reparations claim and you're supporting the culture of foundational Black American culture, because it's a cultural celebration. And you know what? We're going to start doing this every year, family. Around Juneteenth, we're going to have the FBA celebrations every year in different cities. Just like they have the Caribbean Day and Puerto Rican Day here, we're going to have FBA rallies all over the country. Chicago, definitely Atlanta, Houston, definitely New Orleans. We're going to have these things popping every year. We got to celebrate our culture, celebrate our heritage. Yeah? And all my non-FBA people, definitely come on through. Just like the Caribbean festivals, we go. A lot of non-FBA people go, hey, we shout out to them. The Caribbean festival, shout out to them. We go have good food, listen to good music. Yeah? We absolutely go. Yes, we got to do one in Tulsa. We really got to do something in Tulsa, to be honest. I wanted to do something in Tulsa a couple of years ago, but the COVID thing kind of messed that up. I wanted to do a big thing in Tulsa. I've been wanting to do something in Tulsa. We 100% got to do something in Tulsa. Yeah? But yeah, we got to have these cultural rallies regularly. Yeah? Somebody said Atlanta might turn into Bussy Fest. Atlanta's been Bussy Fest, but Atlanta's cool. Atlanta is very diverse. Atlanta's a very diverse city. So it's you know. Speaking of Atlanta, did y'all see there was an article talking about the HIV rate is very high in Atlanta now. They got a very high HIV rate. Did y'all see that? Where's that article? Hold on. Right here. They're up there in Atlanta. Hold on. This is the article here. Let me scroll down. Where is it? Much work needs to be done. Atlanta ranks third in new HIV infections nationwide. So there's high HIV infection rates in Atlanta. Memphis and Miami were the only cities that rank higher. Okay. Miami. Okay. So why is it so high in Atlanta now? Now people try to blame it on the gay dudes there. People try to blame it on the gay dudes. That might not necessarily be the case, because you know, for a long time, like a decade or so ago, a lot of sisters who were getting HIV. There was a high rate of sisters getting this stuff. Then they tried to blame it on the down low dudes. It's the down low guys. You know what it is? What it really is? Out there in Atlanta, it's a high immigration population. Yeah. You look at some of those places where there's a lot of immigrants coming in, I'm telling you, there's a direct correlation with high HIV rates. I'm not saying this to denigrate any immigrants. I'm not trying to denigrate. Yeah, and Miami, yeah. Miami is full of immigrants. That's why D.C., Washington, D.C. has high HIV rates. Full of immigrants. I know people who worked in the medical field out there. They would tell me, some of those women coming in with AIDS and HIV in D.C. in the hospitals, they like only speak English. They're coming in from Africa, places like that. They're coming in from some of these countries, and they have HIV AIDS coming from these countries. They don't check them no more. There used to be a thing where if you had a disease or whatever, you couldn't come over. Obama stopped that. They stopped that where you had to, if a person was HIV, they couldn't come. They stopped that. Let me find the thing. Let me find that article. Hold on, man. Let me find that. There's an article about that. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, let me see. The natural travel immigration restriction people. Okay, we'll be there. We go. Okay, let me show y'all this. Yeah, Obama ended that. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Let me show y'all this. When I say something, I'm gonna bring some damn receipts. Okay. Oh yeah, let me bring some receipts so y'all don't think I'm just up here saying shit. Oh yeah, Obama stopped that. Look, Obama, this is in 2009. Obama announces end to HIV travel ban. President Barack Obama announced today that national travel and immigration restrictions on people living with HIV will be removed should have positive consequences for public health, and other countries similar with similar restrictions should follow suit. So this whole thing where they stop people with AIDS from coming in, Obama said, no, come on and bring your AIDS with you. Bring your HIV with you. Yeah? Man. So yeah, they started opening the doors for that. That was Obama. So now, dude, when you see people flooding to these cities, and now they're not really checking people at the border now. Nigga, the border is wide open right now. Let's keep it a buck. The border is wide open right now. They ain't checking nobody. They ain't checking nobody, dude. They just letting people run over here all willy-nilly now. No telling what they got. And they sent them right to black areas. Huh? And then you see these HIV rates pop up and everybody's turning around like, what the hell? Where did that come from? What you think it come from? Huh? Obama said, no, we're not gonna ban people from foreign countries who got HIV, let them on in and send them right over there with the blacks. Huh? I'm not saying this to denigrate nobody. I'm not trying to stigmatize nobody, but let's keep it all the way above. Let's tell the truth. You think? Yeah, Obama did some real greasy stuff, bro. Yeah? Yeah, these folks were working against us to undermine us. They send them right up under us. They make sure they send these people to black areas. That's why the people are complaining in Chicago and New York and other places. They're complaining like, hey, this is too much. We don't know these people. They're doing all types of weird stuff and y'all flooding our neighborhoods with them. Somebody just sent me a video. Where was this? What city was this? It's some city where it was a school. What city was this? Somebody just sent me this earlier today where you got a bunch of these migrants camped out on a school playground because they done got kicked out their hotels. So now they done set up tents on a school playground. Man. The Democrats, man. The damn Democrats. Eh? So it's a strange game out here, ladies and gentlemen. It is a strange game out here. And speaking of schools, did y'all see that Sexy Red was complaining that I don't know why they invited her to speak at a school and they didn't let her in. I think they said she smelled like weed. Okay. So this is Sexy Red complaining that the school didn't want to let her come through. Hold on, family. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me play this.
Nobody call me. So, it's school. Put me. I came up here. Got you. Trying to talk to the kids. Getting the letter. They're going to put me off. Tell them that's my weed. Watch this.
We don't try to get married. Look at that.
Bitch, you're nobody.
You like I'm finna sit with
they ain't coming to see you, Otis. Bitch. You heard who they screaming for? Hi, y'all. So, this school put me, I came up here, got you. Try to talk to the kids, get in the weather. They're gonna put me off. Tell them that's my weed. Watch this.
Yeah, okay. Good freaking grief, man. What is it? Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. Family. They target kids with this nonsense. I don't know who booked her to speak at a school. But shout out to, you don't let, you know, she's smelling like weed and being ratchet. Of course you don't let her in no damn school. The hell? So shout out to the responsible school employee. Lord. Shout out to the responsible school employee who said, you know what? Nah. Let me not let you up in here, girl. I'm pretty sure this ain't the lick for these kids. Yeah, but I'm not trying to beat up on Sexy Red. She's just a performative ratchet, but don't bring that around the kids. Look, man, there was decorum back in the day. Look, if you want to be ratchet, that's fine, but you don't create another generation of ratchets. You don't bring that nonsense around kids. That's the thing I just don't like about Sexy Red. If Sexy Red wants to be the biggest ratchet, knock yourself out. Do your thing. But when you try to recruit kids with that, just like when they were doing that with Lil Nas X, they were targeting kids with Lil Nas X. That ain't cool. Yeah? Not cool at all. So shout out to that school for doing the right thing. And again, I'm not beating up on Sexy. Look, some of her songs bump. That's okay. Some of the little ratchet stuff, some of the songs are catchy. I like Glorilla's song. Glorilla stuff is catchy. But again, don't try to bring little kids around and y'all twerking with the kids. And come on, man. Damn. That ain't it. That ain't it. Anyway. Look, I thank everybody for tuning in this late. It's almost 1 a.m. out here in Los Angeles, man. I thank everybody for tuning in this late. And by the way, listen, next week here in Los Angeles at the Hidden History Museum, we got a phenomenal comedy showcase. We got my boy Dwan B. We got comedian CP. We got Miss Tori Hart. And we got Brother Big Jaw, funny lineup of comedians. And we got complimentary food and drinks. So you guys need to come through. Get your RSVP tickets now at HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. HiddenHistoryMuseum.com, ladies and gentlemen. And also, next month we got Microphone Check. Going to be in theaters. My back itch. Nationwide. Go to MicrophoneCheck.com. To get tickets at a theater near you, we just added Indianapolis, Colorado, Denver, Colorado, San Diego, Oakland, Chicago, and several other cities. Microphonecheck.com, ladies and gentlemen. Microphonecheck.com. And also, the Rally for Reparations coming to Washington, D.C., June 15th. 2024, go to rally4reparations.com. Everybody give a contribution to it because this is grassroots. We have no corporate backing. This is going to be big. Last time, we only had 3 weeks to get it together, and it turned out to be a phenomenal success. Now we got a couple of months, So we're going to really work this thing. We're going to have a tremendous crowd. All of y'all need to come on out and represent. It's going to be a phenomenal history-changing event, ladies and gentlemen. So y'all got to come on out to the Rally for Reparations at Freedom Plaza, Washington, D.C. Donate to rallyforreparations.com to make this thing happen, man. And I appreciate everybody. Shout out to the fam. I'm so proud of the FBA fam for just being on code, standing up to the tethers, the white supremacists, the naysayers, the people who try to undermine what we do. The power in standing 10 toes down is unmatched, and being codified is unmatched, and we got to keep that energy, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, man, let me get up out of here, man. So rallyforreparations.com, everybody. Go to that right now, rallyforreparations.com. And yes, we do need some rappers and all that to who want to be on code to come through. And we're inviting people. We do want them to come on through. So anyway, man, it's been real. I'll talk to you guys this Sunday live. Y'all have a great evening. Papi Akute, lullavuve to the family. Peace.